19. The heir to Grimbeard the Ghastly. So, chatted Hiccup, while we're waiting for this poison to take effect, why don't you tell me how it works?
Well, crowed the strangulator, you will lose control of your tentacles as they start to stiffen.
I can feel a sort of tingling in my feet, like pins and needles, admitted Hiccup. The strangulator's own tentacles were leaping about wildly, as stiff as boards.
The poison turns some victims green before they die, hissed the strangulator gleefully.
Is it just me, said Hiccup, or is there a sort of greenish tinge to my left arm? There wasn't. It was as white and freckled as ever.
But a strange green cloud was building within the strangulator's transparent body, gradually obscuring the unfortunate dragons he was digesting.
And then, as the poison reaches the head, continued the strangulator, the nervous system simply explodes.
He looked at Hiccup hopefully. Nothing seemed to be happening.
That's funny, said the strangulator. It doesn't seem to be working.
Maybe some people take longer, said Hiccup, reassuringly. You're looking a little peaky yourself. Maybe you should lie down.
The strangulator looked down at itself. The green cloud had now blown into every crook and cranny of its body and was finally approaching its tiny brain.
Ah! Screeched the strangulator.
The nervous system of the strangulator simply exploded.
All of its electric circuits lit up like light bulbs. It thrashed around like a mad thing, knocking out great chunks of rock from the sides of the cave and sending treasure flying through the air in all directions. Fishlegs hid himself under an overhanging rock in order not to be hit by the whirling coils. Toothless crawled into a crevice in the ceiling. For about a minute and a half, the strangulator threw itself wildly off the walls of the cavern, screeching a strange, primeval, agonized shriek. Then, all of its tentacles stood straight out and stiff, and it fell to the ground. The strangulator jerked a few more times in agony. Its tail with the dangerous tip lashed ferociously for a moment or two. And then all was silence in the great cavern. Huge clouds of dust gradually dispersed. Fishlegs crawled out of his hiding place. He scrambled over slimy rockfalls, slimy treasure, and even slimier coils of strangulator, looking for Hiccup. Hiccup was dazed, but alive. He'd had a tidal wave of a ride, thrown this way and that until his teeth rattled, but the great coils of the tentacle wrapped around his body had cushioned him from any hurt. He beamed at Fishlegs and Toothless.
That was one stupid monster, he said.
How did you do it? How did you do it?
Asked Fishlegs again and again in amazement as he and Toothless unwound the tentacle from Hiccup's body. For answer, Hiccup lifted up his shirt, and there, wrapped around his chest, was the very tip of the tentacle. And in the gelatinous, transparent flesh of it was a giant needle puncture mark, with the green poison clearly visible, coursing underneath the skin.